Why economic decisions matter to everyone. Have you ever noticed how prices in stores go up or down, or how some months it's harder to find work? These everyday experiences are the result of economic decisions made by governments, businesses, and individuals. The economy may sound like a topic for experts, but it affects everyone, every day. When governments make decisions about taxes, healthcare, jobs, or interest rates, those choices influence what we can buy, how much we earn, and how safe we feel about the future. If prices rise too quickly, people buy less. If there are fewer jobs, families face stress. When the economy is strong, people feel more confident and secure. Understanding how these decisions are made helps you make smarter choices, whether you are saving money, looking for work, or simply planning your future. And if you're working on business vocabulary, reading about these real-life topics helps you grow your vocabulary and your awareness of the world. Why governments get involved? Governments have several responsibilities when it comes to managing the economy. They don't control everything, but they guide the system to work better. Here are the main reasons why governments are involved: to control inflation, rising prices; to reduce unemployment; to encourage economic growth; to protect consumers and businesses; to reduce poverty and inequality. Government decisions affect taxes, jobs, the price of goods, and the amount of help available during economic problems. Government tools to manage the economy. Governments use two main tools to influence the economy: fiscal policy and monetary policy. Fiscal policy is how a government uses spending and taxation to influence the economy. When the economy is slow, governments may spend more on construction, health, or education to create jobs and increase demand. They may also reduce taxes, so people have more money to spend. On the other hand, if the economy is growing too fast, causing inflation, governments may cut spending or increase taxes to slow things down. Monetary policy. Monetary policy is usually controlled by a country's central bank, like the Federal Reserve in the United States. It includes managing interest rates and money supply. If interest rates are low, people and businesses are more likely to borrow money and invest. If interest rates are high, borrowing becomes expensive, and spending slows down. These tools help stabilize the economy during crises or strong booms. Examples of government action. Let's look at some real-life examples of how governments manage the economy. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries gave financial support to businesses and unemployed people. In times of recession, governments build infrastructure, like roads and bridges, to create jobs. When inflation is high, central banks may increase interest rates to reduce spending. These decisions affect every person, whether they realize it or not. How government spending helps the public. Government spending is not just about politics, it directly impacts people's lives. Here are some common areas where public money goes: healthcare, public hospitals, vaccines, and medical services; education, schools, teachers, and free learning programs; transportation, roads, buses, and train systems; security, police, fire services, and national defense; social programs, support for unemployed, elderly, or low-income families. When the economy is managed well, all these services function better, improving quality of life. The government's role in reducing inequality. Without help, many people would struggle to survive in a market economy. That's why governments also play a role in raising the minimum wage, providing public education, offering unemployment benefits, creating affordable housing. These actions help reduce the gap between the rich and the poor. The importance of government regulations. Governments also protect the economy by making rules or regulations. These help to prevent fraud and corruption, protect the environment, ensure safety in workplaces, promote fair competition between businesses. For example, food safety laws ensure the products you buy are healthy. Labor laws protect workers from being exploited. Learn English through real-world topics. If you're wondering how to know business vocabulary, one of the best ways is to read about topics that interest you or affect your daily life, like the economy. Here's how reading articles like this one helps. You see real vocabulary used in context. You improve reading comprehension. You learn about the world while learning English. you can connect new English words to familiar ideas. Practice by reading aloud, looking up new words, and writing a summary in your own words. Learn business vocabulary while understanding the economy. Understanding how governments manage the economy is important for anyone living in society today. Their decisions impact jobs, prices, education, and health services. Whether you are a student, worker, or business owner, the role of government affects your daily life. If you want to know business vocabulary, use articles like this as a tool. Learn new words, practice reading, and think critically. Combining language learning with knowledge about economics makes your study time useful, practical, and powerful.